Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Marriage and More podcast with your hosts, Sterling and Soretta Smith, where they talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more.
What's up? Welcome to Marriage and More with your hosts,
Sterling
and Soretta Smith, where we talk about love, life, marriage,
and a whole lot more.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the show today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in. We couldn't do this without you. You're the reason why we do this, and we want you to know that we appreciate, we love you, we thank you. We want to shout out Bashani Radio. Absolutely, positively get the Bashani Radio app or go to BashaniRadio.com. And they have a new QR code that you can scan as well to check the show out. We moving on up. It's George Jefferson.
As they would say, she's showing her age.
Hey, I'm an 80s. I'm a 80s baby, 80s girl, or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, what's going on, Mr. Smith?
Oh, not a whole lot of anything. Back to the humdrum world of being at home again.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our vacation, but now we are back to life. Back to reality.
That's what you would call it. Reality is real.
So, football season started?
Yes, football season is back. I really don't get into football as deep as I used to, but long as the Buccaneers are winning and they beat those Cowboys, I am happy.
I'm praying for Everett Kelly, my national president. He is a big Cowboy fan, and he was all geared up with all of his Cowboy gear on Sunday.
And
they played Tampa.
Buck Nation ran through there and crushed their dreams.
Yeah. So it's exciting to, you know, everybody's all hyped up about football, Tom Brady. We'll talk about that, too, because when we're on vacation, we got a lot of attention while we were on vacation because Sterling has, Buck Nation gear, hats, shirts, and it's one of the first things that other football fans noticed. We ran into some Eagles fans.
Yes.
Some Saints.
Yes, they're all haters. All the haters are out. And they always come after the Buccaneers.
Yep, no matter where we go, when he has on something with the Bucs on it, you know, there's always another football fan that makes a comment. So it strikes up a conversation and it gives us an opportunity to get to meet people and to know people. So it's all in good. It's all in good fun. Labor Day's over. We're already halfway through September. The rest of this year is moving by very, very quickly. We're in the midst of elections.
A whole lot is going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
And top that all off, the weather is changing.
The weather's changing.
Fall is fast approaching.
Yep, fall is fast approaching. So, we've got a great show today. We always want to give our disclaimer that we are not licensed therapists.
No, we're not.
Licensed clinicians.
None of that stuff.
Licensed counselors.
Nope.
But we have been married, for almost 30 years, dated for a few years, married 28 years, been together 30 years, on our way to year 29. And, we just want to share from our personal experiences and hope that it will motivate, inspire, and encourage, people that may be going through in their marriage that, it can work. You have to put in the work. I remember an old pastor saying, it'll work if you work it, baby.
Yes.
And so you got to work it. You have to put in the work. And it requires both people putting in the work. So listen.
Effort is the key.
So listen, we went on vacation. Mr. Smith, y'all, Mr. Smith wined and dined me. And, you know, I desired to go to Greece and he made it happen. It was the vacation of all vacations so far. I mean, the bar set so high. I don't know what he's going to do next, but we want to talk to you about our vacation. We had an awesome time. And, you know, we want to talk about quality time and why quality time is so important in a relationship. And Sterling said something a few minutes ago. You said something a few minutes ago about there's so much going on.
Yes.
And sometimes you have to.
You have to step back. Or step away from it and just focus on the people that are close to you and the ones that love that you love the most.
Yeah, that's powerful because there's so much going on in our world, in our nation, in our world. Yeah, there's so much crime, murder, killing. I mean, there is so much going on. Like, it's enough to just like
overwhelm you
and make you want to just stay in your house, stay in your bed all day and pull the covers over your head. But we know that you can't live like that. And that's not how God wants us to live. He said it's his desire that we would prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. And he said, eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, nor has it entered into the minds of men, the things that God has prepared for us. So God intended for us to have a great life. And that's why we have to, the Bible says, look to the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing that all of our help comes from him. And so we've been talking about the importance of quality time in relationships. But we went to Greece.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
We did eight days in Greece. We flew from New Jersey to Athens, Greece. And then we caught a flight from Athens, Greece to Santorini.
Yes.
And I mean, what was your first impression of Santorini when we were able to get out the next day and on the boat cruise and to see Santorini?
Just the sights. The it looks unreal. It looks like as if it's a, now you have those puzzles, those 1,000-piece puzzles. That's what everything looked like. It looked fake. That's how beautiful it was. It looked unreal. It just blew me away, the sights and the how you call it, the naturalness of how everything looks.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous place. The water is crystal clear to a sky blue to a dark blue. And it really amazed me how the clear water was separated from the light blue water, which was separated from the dark blue water. Like, neither color of water
would cross over
or bleed into each other. It was very distinct. Their colors were very distinct. And just the sound of the waves and the ocean and, like you said, the views, it was almost like it wasn't real.
It wasn't real.
You know, and it's just a testament to the beauty of God's creation. And so it was absolutely an amazing place. The energy, the vibe, the people.
Yeah, the people.
The people were really nice and kind and helpful. The food was amazing. We talked about the difference in taste in certain foods, like their tomatoes don't taste like American tomatoes or tomatoes grown here in America. Their tomatoes are sweet and not as acidic and just a sweet tasting and juicy and just very taste very different. Their watermelon had real black seeds in it, Sterling.
You know, I'm not a watermelon fan, but
you know, it's hard to find watermelon in the state that has those black seeds when I was growing up that we used to, you know, spit out when we were eating watermelon. But
everybody's into this seedless thing now.
Well, that's, you know, I'm not going to talk about, you know, that stuff. I don't want to get Mr. Benny sued or anything like that. But the food, the fruit, the meat, everything was fresh. And I just really enjoyed, and I'm not a bread eater, but even the bread that they serve with their meals. I mean, all of the food, everything was great. And it was just, Santorini was absolutely beautiful. The blue, the domes of the churches that were colored blue, the blue doors and the theme of the blue across the island there.
The colors of their nation.
The colors of their nation, yeah. So
that
you
blue,
had
that blue and white.
So you had Ea, Fira, the Sira, Kamari, Persia. I mean, there was so much. We did some ATV riding.
Yes, ATV
riding. Yeah, that was so much fun. We just had an awesome time. So we spent a couple days in Santorini. Then we caught one of those ferries. Now, I've never ridden a ferry. I'm not from New York. I have friends that I've heard that they, you know, like catch the ferry from Long Island over to the city. And so I've seen it on Hallmark movies and things like that. But we were on this huge ferry boat that moved pretty fast. And we caught the ferry from Santorini over to the island of Mykonos.
Mykonos.
Yeah, Mykonos, which was a great experience. I'd never been on a ferry before. They loaded cars.
They put everything on the
They
ferry.
Had trucks. They had motorcycles. I mean, you name it, they got it on there. And they had thousands of people.
It's an interesting concept.
Interesting concept and process.
Of how it works.
And
it works.
They get them people on there so fast. And they get them off so fast. And they're taking off. But Mykonos, again, another, we were right there on the beach. It was kind of windy in Mykonos, the time of year where it was kind of windy. But again, those beautiful waters, the scenery was just absolutely amazing. We went down to the city and they have an area in the city called Little Venice.
Yes, Little Venice.
Yeah, because there's a portion of the city that sits right on the water.
The water comes right up.
So if you've ever been to Venice, and we've been to Venice, so, you know, it didn't have gondolas, but there's, you know, how the houses and the businesses and everything
are right on the waterfront.
And so that was really fun. Again, great food, great people, great energy, great vibes, beautiful by night. I had fun riding the bus with the locals. What'd you think about that?
That was very interesting, just blending in with the locals on the bus. And my wife said previously, they're very helpful. Even if you have no concept of how to ride their bus, just ask the people and they'll tell you how to negotiate riding the bus and maneuvering your way around the different cities and different places and how it all works.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. And when I travel, I like to, you know, experience some of the things that the locals experience on a day-to-day basis. And the transportation system is one of the ways to experience that. And so that was really fun. Again, you know, when
just
people...
Just trying to immerse yourself into their society.
Yeah, to experience their culture. And people want to know, you know, are you American? You know, where are you from? And we say Georgia, and then we always talk about James Brown, you know, because everybody knows James Brown. So that kind of gives them some context as to where we live. And then they ask about New York. They ask about Florida. You know, they want to know where some of the places they should visit. And I thought it was interesting that most of the people that we talked to had never been to America. And all said that, like, that's their dream.
That's their ultimate dream.
That's their dream, is to come to America, to visit America.
And, of course, the first place they want to go to is New York.
New York City. Yeah, New York City. That was probably always what people said they want, where they wanted to go first. And so it just speaks to the great nation. In spite of all the things that are going on in our nation, people look to America, and they want to come to America. So we left Mykonos again by ferry, and we journeyed to Athens, Greece, which is where we flew into. And we took Athens on. We got a chance to visit the Acropolis, which Acropolis we learned means city on a hill or high city. And within Acropolis is the famous Parthenon. The Parthenon. So we got a chance to visit and see all of that. And we also got a chance to visit the Olympic Stadium where the first Olympics was held. And then we did the hop on, hop off tour bus where we just kind of rode around. I think the highlight for me, of course, was seeing the Parthenon and Acropolis, but the changing of the guard.
Oh, yes. Yes, the changing of the guard.
And that was the changing of the guard there is the equivalent to our Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. But we know that, I believe, with the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, doesn't one person stand guard for, like, the entire day, or they do like a 12-hour shift?
They
or something.
Do shifts.
They do shifts. But with the changing of the guard there in Athens, they change shifts every hour at the top of the hour, and that goes on 24 hours a day. They change shifts, and it's really unique how they march in and they do all this stuff with their legs. If you go to our Instagram page, Marriage and More, Sterling and Soretta Smith, then you will be able to see, I posted some of those things about how they do the changing of the guard. So if you go to our page there, you'll get a chance to see some of that and check out the changing of the guard. I thought it was just really interesting.
With how deliberate and precise they are with their movements.
Absolutely.
And how unique the movements are. Because we look at our military, how they do their moves, but what they do is very unique and very distinct.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything like it. So again, if you go to our Instagram page, Marriage and More, Marriage and More, Sterling, Soretta, you'll be able to see some of the footage there. And so I think the change of the guard was certainly a highlight for me. But I think for me, the major highlight for me in Athens was going to the open air cinema.
Yes.
And I know you were skeptical at first. You were skeptical at first.
Yes.
Yes, you were.
Yes, I said yes.
Yes, you were.
It's just like a drive-in to
me. I've never been to a drive-in movie before. And so the only difference with the open-air cinema is that people don't drive their cars there. They have seating. It's outside. They have a huge screen. To me, it's better than the drive-in because with the drive-in, you're sitting in your car and you have some type of it either comes through your radio in your car
or they have a speaker thing.
And so this wasn't like, it was just like being inside a movie theater, except you were outside. The weather was beautiful. They had, you know, the movie wasn't even in Greek. I think it was in German or French. It was in French. So they had the Greek subtitles and they had the English subtitles. So you were able to follow and understand. Popcorn. The thing that I noticed about the open air cinema there, the price was like $8.50. And their popcorn and drinks were very, very cheap.
Yes. It's not like they just want you to come to the movies, to the open air movies, and enjoy the ambiance of being there. And they're really not trying to make a lot of money off of you.
Yeah. And water over there was like 50 cents. I think one place it was even 49 cents for the same bottle of water here that, you know, we pay, you know, $2-3 for some places. That water was like 50 cents. So we noticed some differences.
Like, what did the local guy tell us? It's like, it's the law.
It's the law. They can't sell it.
A bottle of water has to be 50 cents.
Right.
Even though it's in euro, it still says 50 cents.
And then the larger one is $1.
It's $1.
It can't be more than that. So they have it regulated. So, you know, we learned a lot of different things and we talked to a lot of different people and learned a lot of different things. Ladies, the shopping is great. You know, I had read a lot of stuff about how expensive it was going to be, but I think I got some great deals and some great buys. I think out of the three, Mykonos was the most expensive, in terms of food pricing and things like that. I think the food was a little bit more expensive in Mykonos, but, not too bad.
Not too much more expensive. I was thinking that Athens would be the most expensive, but it wasn't.
It,
funny as it may be, even though that is the capital city, you would think, and that's more westernized than the other places that we went to, but it wasn't the most expensive. Mykonos was.
Yeah, Mykonos was the most expensive. Now, you know, I think of all the things that we experienced, the thing that was like the, how can I say it, like the most bizarre or weird or like just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this, because of the infrastructure and their water sewage system, which they don't have a very good one. When you go to the bathroom, and I know this may sound gross, but like this was just, I kept having to tell myself and to remind myself, excuse me, when you go to the bathroom there, you cannot flush the toilet tissue. When you get done using the restroom, you have to take your toilet tissue and put it in the little trash can that is sitting next to the toilet. So that was an adjustment for me because we're so used to...
Adjustment for anyone to...
I'm sure.
Instantly to go from...
Yeah, and it's because of their water sewage system and the infrastructure that it can't support people flushing tissue or anything in the toilet. So that was interesting. I posted some pictures of the signs that they have on their toilet so that you remember. They's like, you know, they call it rubbish, that you put your rubbish in the trash can. So, of course, you know, washing your hands. It was pretty interesting, but I would say overall, you know, this was the best vacation. It was the vacation of all vacations. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for making it happen and for treating me like the queen and showing me a great time. And I'm looking forward to where we go and what we do on our next adventure. But again, tonight I wanted to talk about the importance of quality time in your marriage and your relationship and why it is so very, very important. And so that's what we did. We abandoned everything. You know, once a day while you're at work, you have to unplug. And that could be your lunch break. That could be a 15-minute break. That could just mean a 5 minutes where you just remove yourself from your desk or your station or your area. And you just go somewhere and do some deep breathing and just unplug. And you have to do that once a day. That's why they give us a lunch break. That's why they give us those 15-minute breaks. And then once a week, you have to just completely remove yourself. And that's why, you know, you have days off. You have, if you work Monday through Friday, you have the weekend off. If you work weekends, you have a day off. Because even the world understands that you have to remove yourself. You have to unplug once a day while you're there. You have to remove yourself once a week from the work environment to give yourself that time, you know, to be able to
relax
and
clear your mind.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Take a break. Get away from it all.
Yeah.
I notice a lot of people, they'll just walk. They will get up from their desk and they'll just walk outside. And you'll see them actually, as people say, they have these high-speed watches that count their steps. They will walk and get their steps in, and that's their way of getting away from it and letting it all out, unwinding and taking a break from the humdrums of being at work.
And so then once a quarter, at least a quarter, if you can't do it a quarter every quarter, at least once a year, you need to abandon. And that's what we did. We abandoned everything. We sent our emails out saying, look, we are going to be out of the loop for the next X amount of days. And we just abandoned. You know, we didn't work while we were gone. I didn't accept any work calls, work emails, because I put it out there. Look, you have to take that time and make that time for yourself, because spending time with your spouse is essential to making your relationship grow and blossom into something that's more profound. And that's why you have to understand why relationships need quality time, why it's so important. And newer couples especially would want to spend every second of each other's company, that's only natural. Some people wonder why relationships need quality time exactly. And that's what we're going to talk about. You know, why do we need quality time exactly? And having that quality time together, especially when you both become busy pursuing your careers or your interests, it can be scarce. And so regardless, you have to allocate time to spend with each other because it's important and it's valuable. And you have to set aside that time so that you can focus on enjoyment and reestablishing the romantic connection. That's going to go a long way in strengthening your relationship.
Yes, it will. It's like the word maintenance. You have to maintain your relationship. So just like you work on your car, you have to work with keeping your interest and your love going with your wife or significant other. It has to be there, because if you don't put in the time, it's going to break down. And then you are going to have serious issues, because it's going to take a lot of effort and time to get it back together. So do that quality time, which is the maintenance of your relationship.
I like that. I like the analogy. I like how you did that. So what is quality time? When we talk about quality time refers to moments that hold much value spent in the company of important people in our lives. And, you know, Gary Chapman, we talked about the five love languages. He talked about quality time. And he said quality time is the language that revolves around togetherness. It is love and affection expressed through undivided attention. And that's why I said, you know, once a quarter or at least once a year, you have to, as couples, you have to abandon everybody and everything and give each other that undivided attention, all right? And so there's lots of ways you can spend quality time with your spouse. And usually quality time is associated with long periods of resting or traveling, you know, and that's what we did. We took 8 days. It was 10 days total. We lost time and you know, flying, getting there and getting
back and forth.
Yeah, but we took that time. We took a day where we just went to the beach and, you know, we did a TikTok and, you know, we took some pictures, but we just laid on the beach and just, you know, just relaxed, you know. And again, it was wonderful and I enjoyed it so much. All right, so let's talk about, again, I said we wanted to talk about some reasons why it matters. Number one, it keeps passion alive. Being with your partner allows you to connect on a level besides emotional and spiritual. And so making the extra effort to spend time together and be better for one another can help you feel closer and keep the passion in your relationship.
That's very true. Very true. It keeps you together.
Yeah, because if you lost the spark,
the bond.
Yeah, if you've lost the spark, you know, spending that quality time with each other can help you reconnect and rekindle that passion. All right, and it'll also give you the opportunity to discuss how you're gonna navigate and improve your relationship and rekindle that passion
and your communication.
Yeah. Number two, it helps to relieve stress. I can say that, you know, going into the trip, work, commitments,
people,
you know, there was a lot of things and I was a little stressed. You know, life itself is stressful. And, you know, it's tough sometimes to juggle responsibilities and issues that come from the different aspects of our life. And so even sometimes being in a relationship, being in a marriage can be a stressful time, but taking time out to spend quality time together is a great way to keep your mind off things and de-stress. And when couples spend time together, they have a better chance of facing challenges and problems that come their way in a more positive and stress-free way. And so absolutely, it helps to relieve stress.
Results driven.
Elaborate.
You want good results. So if you're spending time together, you can work on those results together as a team. Everything is team. Your marriage should be team oriented. If you work as a team, you will accomplish things as a team. We can do far more better as a group or as a pair than we can do as individuals.
Sounds good. I love it. Number three, improves communications. When you spend quality time, one thing about spending quality time with your spouse is that it gives you an opportunity to talk. And whether you're going to go on a walk, or whatever it is, the key thing is that you can communicate with each other. And so the small things make a big difference in the quality of your relationship. And so making time to communicate can help avoid potential conflicts that may arise in the future and make you and your spouse feel more like a team. That's what you just said. Yep, there it is. There it is. Whoop, there it is.
Team and results driven.
Number four, it builds memories. Taking time out of your schedule to spend some quality time contributes to more meaningful experiences. And we created some beautiful memories in Greece. And so going on picnics, taking holiday trips together, watching movies, these are moments that you can look back on fondly. And I think, and I know that we're going to look back on our Greece trip fondly for many years. And so sometimes meaningful experiences can be found in small increments of time, stopping to watch the sunset. We did that. Cracking silly jokes. We do a lot of that. And so it builds memories. Number five, helps fight depression. We know that you said it earlier, Sterling, there's so much going on in our world. And depression is a common mental health issue that affects a lot of people. Even if you're in a committed relationship, you're not spared from it.
No.
You're not spared from it. And so being with your spouse can cause both positive and negative experiences, but it's never too late to talk about it and to heal from it. And when we make an effort to spend quality time with our spouses who you think may be feeling this way, it helps to remove any burden that they may be feeling and remind them that they're loved. And so I think that's the first place that we as couples, you know, I should remind you that you're loved. You should remind me that I'm loved. And so it helps with when you, one or the other may be facing some depression because of just life. Yeah?
Very true. It's a lot to say about that, but what you just said sums it all up.
Number seven, improves balance. So being in a relationship, and I think a lot of people, this is, I hear people talk about the fear of losing my, I feel like I'm going to lose myself. I don't want to lose my identity. Even watching the specific show that's on, and the woman doesn't want to take the husband's last name because she doesn't want to lose her identity. And so being in a relationship, being married, it doesn't mean that you let go of your individuality. You can maintain your individuality while balancing your needs and wants with the needs and wants of your relationship as a married person.
You should combine all the needs and wants of both people so no one gets lost. If you share those tasks with each other, the bond will be there. You will not get lost. You will actually increase that individuality that you have.
Absolutely.
You're bringing something to the marriage that made you fall in love in the first place. So how would you lose your individuality?
Well, you know, it's just the fear that some people have is that as they give more of their time and energy into the marriage, that they won't have time.
Overwhelmed.
That time for themselves. And so, but when you spend more time with your partner better understands your personality and you better understand your partner's personality.
Your partner pours back into you.
Yeah. And this way you can help each other find the balance in your relationship. Yep. Yep. And the last one that we're going to talk about tonight, why a quality time is important, is because it improves relationship self self-esteem. Sometimes people can't find help, but can't help but think that they might not be good enough for their partner, or their partner doesn't love them as much as they thought. And a lot of that stems from, you know, maybe a childhood trauma, a relationship trauma, previous relationships, low self-esteem. And so, but when you spend time together and spending time together, that helps to reassure your spouse that they are worthy of love and that they aren't forgotten. And this makes them more confident in their relationship with you. So lots of more reasons why quality time is important, but I just wanted to hit those seven reasons, talking about why quality time is important, sharing our vacation and how we spent some quality time together. So hoping to inspire and motivate and encourage couples to make sure you spend that quality time together. Unplug, you know, once a week. Remove yourself. Unplug once a day. I'm sorry. Remove yourself once a week and once a quarter, completely abandoned. And do that as a couple. And I think that will help, like you said, strengthen and
the bond
that will be a force to be reckoned with, that nothing, because God said what he's joined together, let no man put asunder. So yeah, that's it. I think that's some wise counsel there. And I hope that it's a blessing to you and that you will take these tools and apply them. And any last thoughts, Mr. Smith, before we shut it down?
No last thoughts. Just take that vacation time with your significant other and enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, listen, as always, we thank you for tuning in to the show. Share, tell somebody about Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta. And have a great week. Have a great weekend. And remember our marriage mantra. It says this, that the more you put in your marriage,
the more you will get out of your marriage.
Until next time, make sure you stay tuned to hear some announcements about how you can follow us on social media. We love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marriage and More podcast with Sterling and Soretta Smith. Follow Sterling and Soretta on Instagram and Facebook at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio, see our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.